It will be a party 2 years in the making when Mattawa's Voyager Days returns this July 22 for a weekend of music and events. We're ready to rock. We've been waiting for a while, said Chelsea Grant, Mattawa's communications coordinator. Mayor Dean Backer agreed that after postponing the popular event for 2 years due to COVID, it's great to finally bring it back. It's been a long 2 years, Backer said, and we look forward to having everybody come back and party with us. The party again takes place at Explorers Point on 401 Pine Street, and early bird weekend passes are now on sale for $66.63. Wristbands can be purchased online via the Voyager Days website. See, Voyager Days returns this July with Something for Everyone. Concerts kick off Friday evening with a full-on country music roster. Lipstick Rodeo opens for Nice Horse, and North Bay's own Corey Marks will close the night. It's going to be a hell of a party, Mark said in a promotional video for the event, and I can't wait to party with you. See, Corey Marks up for multiple CMA Ontario Awards Saturday as for Rockers, with Toe Jam Tequila opening for the Trues. The big ticket for the night is the Sheepdogs, who close the show. Sunday is Tribute Day, with Practically Petty, Fleetwood Max, and Abomania taking the stage. We tried to get new artists here that haven't been to Voyager Days, Grant said. It was also very important for the organizing committee to book Canadian acts, all Canadian artists, that was really important for us. The committee has a big weekend in store. Besides the concerts, there are events occurring throughout the days, and the daytime events are free to attend. There will be a BMX bike stunt show, a firefighters demonstration, carnival games, a video game truck, and a car show. Lots to take in, including a vendors row this year with lots of food trucks and craft vendors. Grant also mentioned they plan to liven up downtown this year and will have events at Annie's Park on Main Street, a little park in between the buildings there, and we want to have some entertainment there and a beer garden. So far, the event has been getting a lot of amazing support from the community for sponsorships, Grant said, noting that more sponsorship opportunities remain available. Everyone is very excited to get tickets as well, she said. Her phone has been off the hook, and the inbox is exploding. It's going to be awesome, we're really excited. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.